It's Wednesday, January the 11th, and you're tuned in to the TIB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show that talks about all the cool things in the world. This week we got some stuff we're going to talk about, and you're going to listen.
Better listen.
That's why you hit play on your device. yeah, first up, guess what?
What?
We're going to read a YouTube comment, because those are always fun.
Well, I refuse.
Well, you're not reading it.
No!
I am. This one is from Likely Spam.
That's a good username.
No, that's not really what it is. That is actually under the Likely Spam in our comments.
Oh, okay.
This one is from Dave. And this was under the last week's episode. I'm thinking my New Year's resolution is going to be to watch Legend of the Galactic Heroes in its entirety. Probably going to take me all friggin' year two because I have a hard time power watching shows like Vince does.
I don't know what that show is.
Legend of the Galactic Heroes. It sounds like it's long and old.
You thinking it's anime? Or do you think it's American cartoon?
I think it's totally anime.
I think it's totally anime?
I think it's totally anime.
Like Totally Spies?
Ooh, I don't know about that.
It's Totally Spies,
well, anime. I'll tell you what, it's on my anime list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It is... Let's see now.
I want you to check if Totally Spies is on my anime list after.
Okay, I'll do that. This is from... Oh, shit. Get this. Aired... 1988.
Dang.
To 1997.
Whoa!
There's 110 episodes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's a drama military sci-fi series. The rating is 17 plus.
Huh.
And it looks like epic space drama. Space opera. You know what? I should check it out. That sounds like something I would like, actually.
But Ginga, you hate old things.
It's true. But I did end up loving Macross, and that was from the 70s.
True. But isn't the 80s when... No, 80s is when they still had a budget. No, it's late 80s, though. Is it... When did Japan's economic bubble burst?
Oh, I don't know.
Was that in the late 80s, early 90s?
I think it was the late 80s. Or early... No, it must have been the early 90s.
So I want to see the quality of the show be from, like, super sick to, like, Garbo.
And then, but it went back up again. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Never to what it was.
Okay. So my enemy list. I'm searching in the search bar. Totally
spies.
Spies. It's not coming up.
It's not.
No.
Oh man.
No, it's not considered anime. There you go.
I got the official word. Totally spies is not considered anime.
Not anime. Well,
but we could watch. We could play Totally Spies. Totally Party for the Wii. And we can make a video out of that.
That has nothing to do with it being anime, though.
I know, but we can do that. I just remembered that there was a Wii game for Totally Spies. And
do you own this game?
No, but it's at the EB near us for like $5.
No.
Totally Spies, Totally Party.
No. Let's see. So it's going to take them... You know what? Even though I can power watch a lot of shows, I just have to say that I also cannot power watch certain shows.
Like...
I have subscribed to Netflix, I think a total of, we'll say, 7 times.
Wow.
Like
on or off?
Yeah, I will say that. Each time, I always subscribe because I want to watch all of Star Wars The Clone Wars.
And?
I have not watched the first episode yet.
I don't know if that counts then. I don't know if you can qualify that.
Okay, I've watched the first 10 minutes, but I wasn't watching the screen.
Oh my god. That's... Okay.
And I have a story later on in the episode telling you about how I resubscribed to Netflix.
Oh my god. Alright.
But...
Good luck on your adventure.
Man. Yeah, it's...
Like, geez.
It's 6 seasons of 20-minute episodes, so... Yay.
But also to our listener, good luck on his adventure as well.
Yeah, him. I mean, you'll get through it.
Will he, though?
It's only 110 episodes.
New Year's resolutions are only being made to break them.
If he gets through it all in January or in February, then he's good.
He's gotta, like, quit life for a month.
That's only, like, 5 episodes a night.
Damn.
Just stop playing video games.
What if they're an hour each?
No, it's anime. It's, like, 20 minutes. Just,
Dang.
You know, Take some time out of your personal time. I don't know. Stop spending time with people.
Yeah, people suck. People are the worst.
Stop studying for school.
That too.
Just don't go to work for one day in the week.
Every week.
Yeah.
For a month.
There you go. Done. Pretty simple stuff. Let's talk about the big news this week. Some picks happened. I'm going to open it up. Guess what?
What?
Mass Effect Andromeda got a new trailer.
Yeah, it's okay.
There's stuff that happens. It looks hot. It looks shiny.
It looks like it's in space.
Yeah, it looks like Mass Effect. They showed off a bit of the character customization.
Yeah.
And I think the big news is that you can now swap between your class on the fly,
which is crazy.
So crazy. And it looks like you're going to unlock them as you go.
I feel like that's just one step removed from it. Like, just give me the cross class. Just allow me to have a subclass.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be the pair, like, the warp plus magic. Like,
I want to know if it's, like, you can only pick it before you go into your mission, and then you're stuck through that whole mission with that class.
I could see that. But, like, yeah, I guess if you want to be a completionist, leveling up every single class sounds like a pain in the booty.
I wonder if you can't level up every class. Like, there's not enough skill points to unlock everything.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Hmm. Or if there's not just, like, enough experience in the game.
Yeah. So that you'd have to go back and play it.
Yeah, I also wonder if they'll make certain encounters just, like, more advantageous for one class over another, like, yeah, to force you to play one way.
Mm-hmm.
Be interesting.
Yeah.
But that game looks really nice, like, just it graphically. Does. Like,
and it seems like they're going to really stick to their plan of Q1. This game is coming out March 21st.
Girl, you know what else is coming out in March?
Everything.
Persona.
No.
What? Isn't that March?
No.
I thought I got delayed to March.
Got delayed to April.
Dang.
Yeah.
It's even farther.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Nier Automata in March.
Oh. That's my March game.
But are we going to get games, Anthony, or are we going to get the Switch?
I'm going to get both?
Are you?
Both?
Are you?
Both.
No, you're not.
Listen, if I can find a Switch,
mm-hmm,
I'm going to go out once I hear that pre-orders are up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, hey, can I pre-order this? And if they say no, I'll be like, man.
Okay, so check this out.
What?
March comes along.
Yeah.
You see a Switch in the store, but yeah, you only have money to get either the Switch with no games.
Yeah.
Or Nier Automata.
Get both.
No.
Because that's what a credit card's for.
Let's say I already maxed your cards.
No!
I maxed it on shit that... to stop you. Or you lost it.
I lost it?
I
canceled my credit
card. No, you don't have your credit card on you. Oh. All you have is your debit card, and there's a Switch in the cabinet. You can't hold it.
Hmm. Probably near.
Ooh. All right, then.
I'd probably play a game rather than have a box that does nothing.
Okay. All right. That's you. That's great. Anyway, so it's coming out March 21st, the Mass Effect Andromeda. Guess what I'm doing on my birthday?
You're getting a Switch?
No, man. I'm lining up to the midnight release of Mass
Effect. Yeah, that'd be cool. I want to come to the midnight release of that game, yeah, and then buy Nier.
Wow. But it'll be already... But Nier comes at the beginning of the month.
Yeah. Like, I want to wait.
You're just looking like an idiot.
I want to commit to the joke.
Wow.
I want to commit to the joke.
Yeah, they showed off the different editions you could buy. There's going to be the regular edition. There's going to be the deluxe edition. There's going to be the super deluxe edition. There's going to be the cheap ultra collector's super edition. And then the real collector's edition. Both of which don't come with the game.
So, okay. I heard you tell me this, and yeah, I was like, what the heck?
Yes.
The special editions of Mass Effect don't come with the game.
No. The special editions come with it. The collector's editions don't.
The collector's
edition. So let me break it down. I think there's five different SKUs, okay?
Okay.
There's Mass Effect.
Yes.
Mass Effect Deluxe.
All right.
Deluxe comes with, you know, some stuff. Skins.
Yeah.
Some stuff for multiplayer. And some armor.
All right.
Okay. There's the Super Deluxe.
Okay.
So there's...
That sounds like a car wash.
More armor, more perks for game, and more premium loot boxes for multiplayer.
Okay.
Okay? So, regular, deluxe, super deluxe are the only ways to get the game. Okay?
Okay.
Then we move on to the final two, the two collector's edition. There's collector's edition for the poor, and collector's edition for the rich.
All right.
Both collector's editions come with a steelbook. But just the Steelbook.
But no game.
But no game. No game.
That's what the what?
I believe the collector's edition, the poor version, is $150. Comes with a die-cast model of the sport utility vehicle. I forget its name. I believe it's called the Nomad. Okay. That you drive around in Mass Effect. The $300 version comes with the same sport utility Nomad vehicle, only this time it's an RC car with working lights and, I think, hinges and pistons and stuff.
Wow, this, you're not actually making this up.
Why would I lie to you about this?
I feel like...
This is the game I'm most excited for.
It feels fake.
But it's real.
And I just looked it up.
Yeah? And what did you see?
There's no game in it.
No, it's a car and a steelbook, all the DLC, but no game.
What the frig? What is this?
I know, right?
What? Has anyone else ever done this? Like, released a collector's edition that doesn't come with a video game?
I want to say...
No.
Yes? I want to say there is a company... Like, I want to say someone's done it.
Huh.
But nothing's coming to mind. But I'm pretty sure, like... Yeah, I don't know. Didn't 13 do it? Like, they just sent out a statue?
I don't know.
Or Skyrim had like a giant dragon you
this
could
seems
buy?
Like this it seems like the start of the end of days for video games.
Halo might have did it. I remember like they gave you the Chief's helmet at one point, but I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but that came with the game.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Like, jeez.
I think if you're the person looking to buy the collector's edition, I don't think it matters. Like, I think if we've gone to that point, I don't think it really matters to you.
Yeah, it does. Because no. I want the video game. I don't want... Like, they're even taunting you. They're giving you a case for you to put your
okay,
game
but,
in.
Okay, but look at it this way. What's the difference if I told you... Okay, so the top-end one's $300, right? Yeah. What if I told you, okay, it's $400 all in. You get everything.
That's fine. I get the game.
Okay, so this way you get... It, now it's $300, and the game's the extra $100.
But you're pre-ordering, like, two separate things at that
yes.
point.
Yes, yeah.
And then also, like, you want the package. Like, you want the complete thing. Like, at that point, what they're selling now is a toy with a bonus steel case.
Yes,
right? Because... I'm more upset with the marketing than anything. Like, if they were just like, hey, if you want, also, alongside the game, you can buy this toy.
What's wrong with that?
But that's fine. But they're not advertising like that. They're advertising, this is the collector's edition of the game.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And, like, so, like, at some point, it's like, I now know that mm-hmm. it doesn't come with it. So I'm not going to be fooled by such trickery.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe Schmo's mom, who goes into...
Oh, stop. Let's stop using that argument, because that doesn't exist.
I think it does.
No, I don't think it does.
And it's be like, hey...
No.
Dude, like, I pre-ordered this thing and it doesn't come with a game. Like, it just sounds like, super shitty.
Like, all the photos you see for this thing says game not included.
It's still shitty.
No, it's still, like, I get it, but, like, I don't think we live in an age where we can use that argument anymore.
Have you seen EB Games Unboxing Day?
No, because when you look at this car thing, you're like, you're buying it for the car at this point. You're buying it for the car.
As someone who has worked retail yes. in a technical aspect,
yes,
that does not stop people from not knowing things.
And yes, and it's right. also your job to inform them.
It's still ridiculous. It's, and totally also is. Working in retail. Yes. I guess it's different because the place I worked for was on commission. But sellers okay. are also shitty people. And
yes, they
will
are.
Leave that out on purpose and be like, well, you should have read the fine print. I got my commission. I'm good.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So like it's all around like I feel like EA or the marketing team had the power to be like, hey, here's like a side toy
mm-hmm.
that'll also be sold in the game store,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but they are advertising it as here is a collector's edition mm-hmm. of Mass Effect Andromeda,
mm-hmm.
but it's not. It's just here's a toy with a bonus steel case.
Yes.
That's my issue.
I mean, yeah. Does it suck? Totally. But the way I say that, I'd rather have options. Because, like, as the person who is the Mass Effect fan,
okay,
who looks into this stuff, it's like, I'm happy to know that, like, because I'm not going to buy this thing.
Is there, like, do you think there's, like, some mythical customer that's going to buy the thing, but then just buy the digital version? of maybe. Mass Effect?
Maybe that's what it was. That's what it was about. Like, they thought, listen, if you want to do the whole preloading thing and you don't care about physical media of your game,
mm-hmm.
at least this is still a way you can get the big Mamma Jamma add-on.
Yeah.
At the end of it. Like, that could be part of it. I'm sure there's some sort of algorithm or some sort of, like, market data that suggested that this was the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But regardless, I mean, like, there's pros and cons to it. I don't really think it matters in the end. Because as far as collector's editions go, I don't think it's that cool.
Okay.
But
like, I don't know. Remote control cars are cool.
Nah, man. We live in the era of drones.
Yeah, true.
Drones. Like, no one wants a fucking car.
I'm waiting for Call of Duty to come out with another set of night vision goggles.
Oh, man. My one friend has a drone. But it's like...
It's like an expensive drone?
It's like one of those, like, $2,000 drones.
Dang!
Like, it's one of those, like, it's... Listeners can't see this, but it's like the size of a DVD case.
Huh.
It's tiny.
Huh.
And it's got like stabilizers and shit.
Wow.
Yeah. And it connects to his iPhone, right?
Yeah.
And his iPhone died. And the drone has this feature where it just stays there and hovers until you can connect to it again. Yeah. And if it realizes it's losing battery, it'll just return to home base. Like slowly.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, yo. It's like, it's $2,000. I'm like,
that's wow. Crazy.
That's amazing.
Jeez.
Yeah. What do you use it for? I don't know.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Did you see the new warning signs around Scramble Crossing in Shibuya?
No.
No drones allowed without strict written permission from the Minister of Land and Transportation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're just yeah.
No drone photos. No, none of that.
Unfortunately, we are in that awkward time where, like, drone legislation is still being finalized mostly yeah. around the world. So if you have a drone now, like, now's the prime time to just fly yeah. it.
Whatever. There was, like, 3 years ago in our hometown of people who lived in apartment buildings calling the police because, like,
oh, yeah.
people would be changing in, like, the 20th story of an apartment building and someone's drone filming you changing.
Like, yeah. Or, like, in a neighborhood setting, it just goes over people's backyards. Yeah. Yeah, it's just...
It's creepy.
It is. So fly your drones now before the law comes yeah. into place.
I'm just going to get a gun and skeet shoot drones out of the air.
Let's see. Next thing I have here is, did you see Mark Hamill reads Trump's tweets as the Joker?
No.
No?
That sounds great.
Yeah, he does. check that out if you can, guys. Okay. It's pretty cool. It's pretty entertaining.
That sounds fantastic.
It's a New Year's tweet he reads out. Something like he hopes for... well-being on his enemies or something. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Overwatch had a patch. Shits went down. And D.Va's garbage again.
Yay!
Yeah. They made her worse than when the game launched.
Good.
So...
Because D.Va's trash city.
I can't believe they did that.
It finally matches her character. She's a trash Twitch streamer.
At least it means she won't be insta-locked anymore so I can play her again.
Okay,
so
that's good.
Makes me happy.
Only those who are good will play D.Va. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, man.
All right.
Yeah, which was me all the time. yeah, it's fun. Cool. That was my picks.
But your girl got nerfed.
Nerfed this?
Yeah.
Yeah. She got nerfed. My other girl, Ana, got nerfed
too. Yeah, also your main got nerfed.
Yeah, I only play two characters now, Ana and D.Va, and they both got nerfed. So.
Sucker.
That sucks.
Okay, is that it for your picks?
Yeah.
So I have a bunch of quick ones. So there is a Tumblr called Supper Mario Broth. And
sorry, what?
Supper Mario Broth.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's a Tumblr.
Wow.
And they have revealed that there is an easy way to beat Giant Boo in Super Mario World.
Oh, in the haunted house.
In the haunted house. Guess how you can beat a Giant Boo. Like, you know, you can, like, you can avoid it, you can look at it, it goes away. But how do you defeat it?
How do you defeat, star power?
Yeah, okay, that's an option.
I don't know, fireball?
I don't know, actually. I don't play much Worlds. It's, like, the second best Mario game. Whoa. But, here's the easiest way.
Okay.
Butt slide down the stairs.
Oh, really?
And that's it. Nice. Just butt slide down the stairs, and you'll defeat a big giant boo.
How has that not been...
I don't know.
It just seems witten.
Butt slide down the stairs. That's it. There you go.
That game has been out for like 25 years. How is this just being revealed now?
I don't know.
What the fuck? Hilarious. That's crazy.
Hot game tips.
That's crazy.
Here on the podcast.
Man. Wow. Jeez. I feel like an idiot now. Why didn't I do that?
I don't know. Why didn't anybody do that? It's been 20 years. All right, here's another quick one. Nier Automata, the game I'm most excited for this year.
Yeah.
I want to say late last year, like at the very, very end of 2016, there was an image going around that 2B had a butthole.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And
I read this, yeah.
Everyone was like, yo, why does this robot have a butthole? What's happening, right? Yeah. Turns out it was Photoshopped. It's the internet. It's fake. The creator finally came out and was like, yeah, like, congrats fan base for, like, making weird butt pictures of my game, but it's not a thing.
Here's the counterpoint.
All right.
Why should I believe the game creator? The Japanese dude who made the sexy maid robot, the star of his video game.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
That's a fair point.
Like, why should I believe him versus... I mean, in all honesty, it probably is a Photoshop. But at the same time, it's like, why would I believe him?
He's a French maid.
Yeah.
When I put the camera down to look at her panties, she physically knocks the camera away.
Exactly. Like, it's almost like she was made so that you looked at her
robot bits. Butt.
Yeah. To find her secret.
Yeah. This is Chobits all over again.
Yeah. So, a part of me believes it's real.
Yeah. A part of you believes it's real. Part, like, it is DLC.
Oh, shit. DLC butthole?
69 cents.
Oh.
For your DLC starfish.
Oh, no.
Another quick one, but also by Platinum. Scalebound.
Oh, Scalebound.
Microsoft's hot exclusive along with Crackdown 3.
Oh, my
God. Ori and the Blind Forest.
Yeah.
Some other stuff. It's canceled.
Oh.
So Microsoft came out. They gave a statement as a company. After careful deliberation, Microsoft Studios has come to the decision to end production for Scalebound, end quote, said the company in a statement. They said that the game that has been in development for over 3 years now, it was already kind of behind schedule. And last fall, several key members of the development team were forced to step away from the project for a month due to the pressures heavy workload. Like they were working so much, like, we need a vacation, like,
yeah,
we need to go. And when they returned, the game was so behind that there was a decision just to cancel the whole thing altogether. I guess they figured it would cost too much money to continue development rather than just to cut their losses.
So it gets canceled. That's cool.
Yeah.
Games get canceled all the time. What gets me is that Microsoft removed every trace of this game's evidence.
Yeah, which is crazy. They're taking down trailers, they're taking down images.
Which leads me to believe
it's a conspiracy.
Nintendo Switch exclusive.
Oh! Well, listen, Nintendo Wii U brought over Bayonetta 2, like one of the best character action games ever made, period.
Yeah, okay.
So if that's true, man, I'm buying a Switch.
You were buying the Switch anyway.
I was buying the Switch anyways, but still, extra reason.
I'm just saying, you know.
I'm saying that Nintendo is keeping Platinum afloat.
Yeah.
Or it's a PS3 thing, because Nier Automata is exclusive to the PlayStation.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So maybe Sony will try and pick it up.
Cool.
Or maybe they had some sort of deal that said you can't. Like, you can't do this. Give this to someone else.
I guess technically, who would own the assets to this now?
Yeah, because it was Microsoft published, but it was developed. It really depends on how the contract was written out, and we'll never see that unless someone leaks it. Right?
Yeah.
Another quick thing, CES happened.
Oh, yeah, did you see anything cool?
You can get Twitter on your refrigerator.
Why?
Because it's a smart fridge.
Can I get Snapchat on my refrigerator?
You can get Twitter.
That's not what I want.
That's all I know.
Okay.
Someone, there's a big, really funny picture that came out of CES of one of the attendees put it on the notes section of the LED fridge screen that says, "Why the fuck do I need Twitter on my fridge?" And then everyone was posting it around on Twitter. It's pretty good. But the most ridiculous thing I saw is Razer's new laptop.
Is this the behemoth?
Razer's new laptop is a triple screen laptop. It is heavier than, quote, your bike or my bike, end quote, said Vince Sanchez, co-host on Three Nerds in a Basement. It is literally three screens. You open up the laptop and then fold out the other two screens.
I mean, that's some, like, fucking future shit right there.
It's ridiculous.
Except for the fact that you also have a block that's, like, five textbooks thick.
It's one step away from my dream of, like, a TV that I can roll up like a carpet.
Oh, they have those now.
Do they?
I mean, you can't buy them, but that's it. They have the TVs that you can roll up.
Oh, man, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Right? But this thing is ridiculous. For anyone who hasn't seen it, look up Razer, like, CES thing. It is a ridiculous laptop. Here's the other thing coming out of this.
Ooh.
CES, also, about these Razer laptops, two prototypes were stolen.
I heard of this, too.
From CES. That's
amazing.
Two unidentified prototypes were stolen from the Razer booth Sunday night. Razer CEO, I'm going to mess up this name, Min Liang Tan, wrote Facebook earlier this morning. He wrote, "At Razer, we play hard and we play fair."
Oh, no.
So, I guess they're going to try and go after which ones. A laptop with three screens automatically pop into place when opened. Like, it seems like that one would be the one that would be taken. Quote, "We treat larceny slash theft, and if we treat larceny slash theft, comma, and if relevant to this case, industrial espionage very seriously."
I was gonna say, do you think it was a fan install or do you think it was a rival company?
Industrial espionage. How cool is that? It is cheating, and cheating doesn't sit well with us. Penalties for such crimes are grievous, and anyone who would want to do this clearly isn't very smart, end quote.
Damn.
I really hope Dell was just like, shit, we bought Alienware, and we don't know what to do with this thing. Steal that laptop.
I kind of hope it was like a bigger company. I hope it's like Apple or Google.
They just didn't have the tech and they're like, we can steal this. It's kind of nuts. I really hope that it's espionage.
Yeah, that'd be more fun. Because if it was like, oh, some nerd was just thirsting for it.
It's up on eBay like an idiot.
It's like, oh, okay, yeah, sure.
I really want to believe it's like they hired some dude. He's like a master safe cracker.
Yeah.
It's like they went on the dark web.
Totally.
They killed like three guards to get to this thing, Hitman style.
Mm-hmm.
But that's fun. Yeah. The last one is a article I recommend people read. It is Final Fantasy VII, an oral history, written by Matt Leone for Polygon.
Oh, wow.
It is a super in-depth and meticulous look at Final Fantasy VII. It's about the creation of the game, the fallout of Square's role-defining game as it was told by the people who were there. That's the byline. It's a really, really interesting article. It's a very good read, and if you're into Final Fantasy VII like most gamers are, really check it out. It's a great read.
Cool. How long is it?
It's pretty long.
Like, are we talking, am I going to be here like Lord of the Rings or?
I'm going to do this. Polygon has one page articles.
Yeah.
I'm just going to scroll as fast as I can down this page.
Okay.
Still going. It's got to load first. It's taking some
time. Yeah.
Still going.
Okay. Is that the scroll bar right there?
No, this tiny thing right here.
Oh.
See, there's a tiny.
Okay. Does that go all the way down the page?
Yes, it does.
Oh my god.
It is a long goddamn.
You read this thing?
I read this whole thing. It is a fantastic read, but like, put on a pot of coffee, like, get comfy. It is a long read.
Okay, call me when they have the audiobook version.
No. It's really good, and it there's a lot of really interesting facts about that game.
How come it's just not the podcast format?
I don't know. Even as someone who doesn't necessarily like Final Fantasy VII.
You don't like Final Fantasy
VII. I don't like Final Fantasy VII.
Okay.
it was still a really interesting thing to get a look at. Like, just what the people thought of the game at the time. Like, it has a lot of tropey things of, like, we never thought it would be this big and, like, this cultural icon type of thing.
Of course.
But it's still really good. It's a really good article. It's just really frickin' long.
Yeah, okay, great. Awesome.
I bet that it scroll faster if you were on, like, a wider screen, like a laptop. Got more screen real estate.
Hold on, wait while I test that out.
But yeah, that's all my picks.
Okay, yeah, I just remember something else I saw, and that was just the Microsoft launched a new controller. It's all red, and when I say it's all red, it's all...
Even the joysticks are red.
It's red.
Looks like someone bled.
I kind of want it.
Buy it.
It's...
listen to this. Buy an Elite controller, and then paint it red.
No, I don't want to avoid the warranty.
Why not?
And if you paint it, it'll just chip.
Paint it well.
No.
Strip it, and then paint it.
Listen, paint is never going to be as good as, like, in mold, like, color-injected plastic.
All right, how about this?
No.
You take the mold off the controller, revealing the circuit board, and then you make your own mold.
But then I avoid the warranty.
And then you inject red into your own plastic.
Gosh. Okay, whatever. Speaking of colors and consoles, there's a white PS4.
Yeah, but it's not a pro, so I don't give a shit.
Wow. Okay. Sure. Yeah.
That's honestly why I haven't bought a pro yet.
Why?
Because I don't want a black console.
Oh, really?
It's just plain. It's super plain. I just want, like, a limited edition color console.
I'm trying to think. What? The Kingdom Hearts one is cool, but it's slim.
Yeah, and it's Japanese only.
Yeah.
Unless you want to press circle on a bunch of stuff.
No, I don't. That's dumb. Yeah. Oh, well. There you go.
What you going to do?
Yeah, let's move into our weeks, man. Earlier, I teased you all with a story about Netflix.
Yeah.
You know why? Man. Do you know why?
Is it because you resubscribed to Netflix?
Yeah, man. Do you know why?
Because you were trying to watch The Clone Wars?
No, man.
What?
Because I was trying to watch anime.
I'm sorry, what?
The winter season has started.
You're watching Ajin? Like, what are you doing?
And fucking Netflix has decided that they need to get in on that anime scene.
All right.
And there's one show, probably the show I was most excited for this season, that is not on Crunchyroll.
What is it?
Little Witch Academia. It is on... Because I was looking on Crunchyroll, because Crunchyroll had the first two OVAs on there for, like, forever.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'll just check Crunchyroll. I couldn't find it. And so I was looking on the Wikipedia and said, 2017 aired on Netflix. I'm like, what, Netflix? Okay, whatever. And so I didn't even think about it. I was like, whatever, I'll sub to Netflix. It'll be worth it, because I want to watch Trigger's new anime.
Okay.
Get there. There's no Little Witch.
Is it American Netflix?
It's American only.
Dang.
Yeah. And, like, I know I could just, you know, do the whole, like, VPN thing, but it's like, then I have to watch my computer, and then it's just like, fuck this, and then...
Yeah. I guess it's a punishment for us getting Star Wars movies first, but...
I mean, it's not the same level, but at the same time, it's like, well, now I have Netflix. This sucks.
You can watch seasons of shows you've already watched before.
So, yeah. I'm just gonna say it here. I tried to pay... to watch anime. All
right.
I got fucked over. I'm pirating anime.
Oh my gosh, you came out. TNIB does not condone in any way, shape, or form the piracy of media that you do not own. Please follow your local state and or country laws when it comes to making copies of said copyrighted material.
I'm not making copies. I'm just downloading what's been available.
You're just downloading copies.
Yeah. The other two anime that were out... is Konosuba, but that's not out until tomorrow.
That's the one with the explosions?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been told that people don't like the explosion girl anymore, and I'm like, what?
She's not best girl anymore?
I'm like, you guys are all killing me here. She's still awesome. But the other anime that came out was Yomushi Petal Season 3.
Yep.
First episode aired.
And?
It's just the movie.
It's just like, is it just the first episode just like a recap?
The first episode is the first 30 minutes of the movie that takes place after seasons 1 and 2.
So did they just split up the movie into a season?
No, but it seems like the first... It's weird. Okay, so the movie is split up into, like... The movie has three arcs. There's arc 1, and then the following two.
Yeah.
They take that first arc of the movie, and that's the episode. But then at the end of the episode, it's like they skip the second and third arc of the movie, and then they go after that.
Huh.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Yeah, like, it's cool. Like, it goes through the of how, like, Onoda gets his new bike. Imaizumi gets his new bike. Red-haired dude gets new wheels. The older team has to leave. And then the second years, the guys who were kind of like their shit squad, remember them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the pair. They're the captains of the team now.
What?
Yeah, it's really lame how they made them the captains, but
maybe they practiced.
They did. They're like, listen, while you were focused on your big race, we were training. And it's like, no, you weren't. You were there handing out the feed bags the whole time.
Yeah, they were also training.
Oh, God. Yeah.
They rode to each section of the race.
Yeah, so the first episode is kind of a bummer because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I've seen this before. And you're going to throw in this weird caveat that says that suddenly our heroes from seasons 1 and 2 are now garbage again? But I guess that's just showing,
right? Wait, is green-haired guy still there? Or did he graduate?
He graduated. No, he moves.
What?
He moves to England.
What?
Yeah.
But he's my favorite character.
He's gone.
Oh, man.
He's bye-bye.
He's my favorite character.
He's gone. Yeah, and then the rival teams, they're all gone. Like, it's the new generation, right? So
this show's stupid.
So, yeah, not really too psyched about how this first episode went, but I'm obviously going to see it through.
Will you?
Yeah, I will. I will.
Is Mito Tsuji still there?
Yeah, because he was the first year.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah.
All my Zakus.
Yeah. And then this week, the last thing I did was I have 1 month unlimited yoga classes.
Why?
I got it as a gift.
Why?
It's just a gift.
Okay.
So it's unlimited classes for a month.
You're not one. I've over the 6 years we've been doing this podcast, I've never once heard you say, yoga.
You're right. I've never said that.
I'll try this out. Or it seems interesting.
Yeah. But I'm doing it.
Is it fun?
I'm only doing hot yoga.
All right, that sounds terrible.
It is. Okay, so I've been to two classes because I just started yesterday.
Okay.
I only go in the mornings. Wait,
are you going every day?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because listen, if it's 30 days, I'm going to max it out. I want to do that thing where it's like, you know, you do 30 days or something, see if you see a change in yourself.
All right.
And I want to get the most value out of it.
If you can yoga flame by the end of it, you got to show me.
I'm so tempted to say that during the class.
Yoga flame.
Like, I want to be like, yoga fire.
Yoga catastrophe.
But, like, every time I'm there, all I can hear is Zenyatta from Overwatch being like, we are one with the iris. The iris embraces you.
No, you gotta be experience tranquility.
Yeah, I know. So, I gotta get over that hump first.
No. Don't get over it. Just add to it. So the hump bigger.
The first class I went to, it was like a girl who did a lot. It felt like she was doing like Pilates more than yoga.
Okay.
Or like I was doing.
What's the difference?
It felt like she was doing more of like a HIIT class.
Oh, okay.
Like, so I was doing like a lot more like just high intensity stuff.
Okay.
In a boiling sauna room.
Again, sounds terrible.
And I was like, man, this is like, I could feel it in my core. It's working. Cause the next day I woke up with like really sore abs and I'm like, all right, that's cool. But it wasn't as hot as I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
So today...
You're the guy who went in and was like, can you turn it up a bit?
No. So today I was like, I'm going to sit right underneath the heaters now. Because the room is set up where like there's two metal bars of strips that are just the heaters.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm going to sit just under it.
Okay.
We're going to do it. Makes a big difference.
You should take it one step further and wear a sweater.
No.
Or wear like a garbage bag.
No, I can't. I sweat a lot, like even if it's just slightly warm.
Yeah.
So I sweat a lot. So I just wear shorts. Like I don't wear a shirt or anything. And then, but I turn into like liquid in there.
Wait, you don't wear a shirt during yoga?
No.
You're shirtless?
Yeah.
Man, the confidence in you.
No guys wear shirts in yoga.
What? Why not?
At least not in hot yoga.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if they got like a little pudge ball going on?
Yeah, no, they don't wear shirts.
Huh.
Hot.
It's hot, dude.
Like, I sweat.
Like,
you don't sweat.
I don't sweat.
You pants. Like, you're a dog.
I look around and I'm like, I look at the girls, I'm like, you guys gotta wear a sports bra. It's fucking boiling in here.
Oh, they probably got, like...
Yeah, right? Yeah, like, I'm like, I feel so bad for them. I'm like, because I got no shirt on, and I'm like, whew, it's wet.
Like, if I came in with this sweater on, would I die?
Yes. Yes. But no, so, but today's class was more of like a, I think it was called like a yin-yang, so it's a lot of,
white and black, that's racist.
Something like that. Fast and slow, we'll say.
Okay.
So, like, the first half is all about, like, you know, really physically demanding stretches and holding them. Okay. And the second half is all about putting yourself in comfortable stretches and being still for, like, 5 minutes at a time.
Like, corpse pose?
Not that easy, but it's more just, like, you're doing, like full body twists and then lying on your face and stuff.
All right, I want a live demonstration. Tell me, what is the hardest pose that you have done so far, and tell me how to do it, and I will try to do it.
See, I think it's different because it depends on your flexibility. Like, there's ones where you do, like, triangle poses.
Okay.
Where you're, like, on one foot, but you have to reach your hand behind your back.
What?
Yeah.
On one foot.
Okay. This? No. So I want you to put your right foot forward. You know, do like Warrior 2?
No.
Okay. So right foot forward, left foot back, put a bend in your right knee, and then I want your body turn it sideways. Yeah.
This way or this way?
The other way. This way. The way. Yeah. Okay. And then I want you to take your right hand, stretch it out in front of you. Yeah. And then reach it down towards your ankle. Touch your ankle. Now okay. Take your left foot.
Yeah.
You're going to take your left hand, reach towards the sky. Your okay. left foot's also going to reach towards the sky.
What? My left foot?
Yeah, your left foot.
What the frick?
Yeah.
This went from, this is okay, to immediately hard.
Yeah.
Oh my Jesus.
Okay. When that happens.
Okay.
Yeah. Now.
I can't even do that. There's more after that.
Yeah, so, like, there's, like, things that happen. Yeah, and...
I'm gonna use my head to balance on this thing.
Yeah. Like, that's not even... That's not even the hardest... That's not even the hardest pose, dude.
But, that's ridiculous!
Yeah! But now imagine you're in this, like, incredible heat.
No! This sounds awful.
I really enjoyed it.
This sounds awful.
Like, it's... The physical part is fun because if you feel the stretch in your body, but it's really about the mental concentration. It's like, how focused can you be? Like, I want, like, would you say you're a fidgety person?
Yes.
So this yoga is all about to see if you can just remove that from your life.
Oh, can I bring like a tech deck to
yoga? No, you can't. You can't bring anything. And it's fun too. You could look around the class because no one's perfect, right?
Just be like, oh, okay, other people are...
Yeah, everyone's fucking up, but right. No one cares because you're too focused on yourself, and you're like, oh my god.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, and then the teacher's super encouraging, like, that's what's great about yoga, right? Like, they're always like, don't worry, you're not doing it wrong.
Bro, we're just gonna go to, like, eat vegan food later.
Let me tell all you, the instructors are women, in a couple cases they're dudes, but they never say bro.
Hey, man.
No. No.
Yo, dude.
There's no pronouns.
There's no pronouns?
No, it's just like this generalization of you can do it or
believe in the one.
Yeah. Come to this pose and if you can, maybe you have this move in your toolbox. You can use in that too. In your
toolbox?
Yeah, and it's just like,
oh my god, this is like the most like liberal hippie shit I've ever heard in my life.
Ah, it's exciting.
Man.
It's fun. At the same time, I don't think I would have done it like
you would have paid for it?
Yeah, no, I probably would have never done it. But it's good. What I like about it is that, you know, when you do like a workout or anything, you always feel like tired or finished at the end of your workout.
Yeah.
You kind of feel, at the end of yoga, you just feel energized. You feel like, ah, cool.
All right. But does that mean you're getting a good workout or does that mean
so I don't
you're getting
know,
a good stretch?
It's a bit of both.
Okay.
It's a bit of both.
Cause like I'll be one like I'm super not flexible.
Yeah.
Like I can barely touch my toes.
Yeah. And like, you're not gonna be able raw strength, if that's the question you're asking.
Well, you're building, like, you're stretching out your muscles so that you don't pull anything when you're doing weird
exactly. Right? And what I found is that, like, there's a lot of things where my body was physically weak, where I could feel it in just stability.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's certain poses where, like, I have awful balance, and because, like, there's... I don't have quite as strong of a core section.
Okay.
Like, especially when I'm on one leg and I'm stretching out the other one, like, I shake vigorously.
Dang.
Yeah, and it's like, if I can be still by the end of this thing, then I will have made an improvement.
Okay.
And yeah, and then I think about, like, when I'm on the bike, because when I'm cycling, the key is to keep my upper body as still as possible so that I can be the most aerodynamic. But I think to myself, I wonder if I'm also just moving around a lot on my bike now, so we'll see if this helps me be more still. Help me be able to get lower in a more aero tuck.
You gotta do that thing where you walk around just regular day life with, like, your stomach flexed at all times.
Yeah.
Just be like, all this core strength.
Breathe, yeah. It also is good for working on your breathing if you're not good at breathing.
I'm pretty good. I've been doing breathing for like 26 years. Yeah, I'm pretty good at it so far.
Yeah, you're pretty good at it?
I haven't really messed up.
How's your breathing when you're working out?
It's good. Oh, it's good. It's breathe in on the thing and X on the...
That's good. That's good, yeah. But no, I think
I can't,
it's fine.
I can't do in-nose, out-mouth.
Why not?
Because I always have... I don't know what's wrong with my nose, but I always have one nostril that's, like, stuffed at all times. Like, and it'll switch sometimes. Mm. I never breathe in or out of both nostrils at the same time.
I see.
So I got to be a mouth breather.
Mm. Okay. But yeah, no. Hot yoga's pretty cool. You get hot.
I'll wait for cold yoga.
I think you should just jump into hot.
I'll wait for cold.
It's been an interesting experience because these past couple days have been bitter in the morning.
Like it's great. I love the winter. It's been so fantastic. I go outside, it's like -6.
Yeah, it's freezing.
Like, yeah, it's awesome.
And then
in a sweater.
I go into this room and it's like I'm in the rainforest.
That sounds terrible. That sounds humid and garbage.
I don't know if it's humid, but it is just this heat wave.
I would imagine that it would get humid. Because like, all the body heat.
Yeah, totally, totally.
It sounds terrible.
Best part of this of the entire thing, though, like, so these are like 75-minute sessions.
Okay.
At the end, the instructor just tells you, okay, just lie down.
Yeah.
Comfortably. Close your eyes. And she comes around with this, like, this ice-cold cloth.
Oh, my
God. And she just puts it on your forehead, and then she just digs her thumbs into your forehead, and she rubs it. So it's like just a quick massage on your forehead,
what?
But it's a cold cloth, and you're just like, this feels incredible.
What?
And then she's like, you just sleep there for like a couple minutes.
This sounds what is this? This sounds like another world.
It is.
You have entered the iris.
I am one with the iris.
Jesus.
But no, I recommend it. It's definitely try it out once. See what you think, and get back to me.
Maybe. This is crazy.
That was my week.
Well, mine wasn't as spiritually eye-opening as yours.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't understand any of her chants and ohms and stuff, but...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I ate chicken brains.
Cool.
It tastes like mashed potatoes.
I would imagine, because chicken brains are not...
Like slimy mashed potatoes.
Yep.
Yeah. It was okay.
Okay.
that's one part of my week. But I watched a couple shows, I've been playing a couple games.
Uh-huh.
I watched Black Mirror, the Netflix exclusive.
Oh, that's why I've heard of it, because I have Netflix. Yeah, it is.
So it's called Black Mirror. And I honestly never knew what the show was, but I was at my friend's house, and he's just like, hey... Watch this episode of Black Mirror. It's pretty cool. And pretty much what Black Mirror is, it's like the modern age's Twilight Zone.
Oh.
Think of it's all like thriller / horror scenarios, but they're all isolated episodes.
Oh,
like
that's
each
nice.
Season is isolated stories, and they have a beginning and a clear definite beginning and a clear definite end. But they're always like creepy, or they've taken something in human life that's a little off-putting and taking it to its logical extreme.
Mm.
So the two episodes I watched were in season 3, I believe. One was about a world where social media had become so prevalent that you could rate people. And you lived in a world where if you were upvoted a lot, you got treated better in real life.
I feel like I've seen this done somewhere.
In China. So China has a thing called, I think it's like a social citizens credit or something. And it's something they were planning on implementing a couple years ago. But I think they might have done it already. Where if you're a good communist to the People's Republic of China, you get benefits. And you get points onto your like government profile.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get cuts on taxes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this shows it in more of like a Western sense. Of like people are doing it to themselves. And and it's showing a story of a girl who just through no fault of her own gets downvoted into oblivion and how her life just rapidly becomes a pile of shit.
Wow.
Right? And it's horrifying like to watch it and then also to think about that, to live in a world where if you made an honest mistake, someone could just downvote your life.
Wow.
Right? Or if you were a celebrity, people could upvote your life.
Huh.
Right? And, or like you were famous or whatever because you were upvoted so many times.
Right.
Right? It's creepy.
I know where I saw this.
Where?
Community did this.
Did Community do it?
Yeah, but there was very, very simple. You either 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star.
Yeah, that's what they do in the show too.
Yeah, that's all it is.
And it was like, it was 1 to 5 stars. And then it like, there are scenes where like the person is just having this breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone is laughing at her and 1-starring her.
Mm-hmm.
It, like while she's already, like they're kicking her while she's down pretty much.
Mm.
Right? And like people will leave you like, there was, I think it was a situation where like a best friend left someone else because they're like, oh, you're not a high enough star rating to hang out with me anymore.
Wow.
So we can't be friends.
Mm.
Right. And stuff like that.
Yeah.
The other one I watched was about video games. It was about a guy who's, he's like, didn't talk to his mom, travels the world and whatever. And it's about virtual reality, but also taken to its logical extreme. So you get a chip implanted in your neck, which connects to your neuron, which connects to your like your spinal cord.
Yep.
And it connects to your brain. And it's pretty much augmented reality. I will then see things that this chip is shooting data to my brain, making me see.
Right.
But what the game is that it's a horror game. So the guy for a test got put into a fake haunted Resident Evil house and had to live in this horror game as the game took memories from his brain and did all this stuff and kind of brought out his darkest fears in front of him. Right. And then there's a whole subplot on top of that. And
that's fun.
It's the show seemed really cool from the two episodes. Like mm-hmm. if those two episodes are as quality as like the rest of the seasons, mm-hmm. then it sounds pretty cool. And like something I might want to watch.
Hmm.
The other thing I did is I played Hitman.
Yep.
I can now see why everyone is going crazy over Hitman.
Yep.
The one thing that I think they have done to make Hitman more fun is they have made the cool ways to kill people not super obvious, but accessible. So in past Hitman games, like, so for example, my favorite is Blood Money, right? In Blood Money, there is a level where you're on a mountain, the side of a mountain, it's a spa, like a resort type of thing. You gotta kill some people. And if you're not watching people, like AI's movements and their patterns, you're not gonna see the cool ways to kill them. Like there's one where this one target likes to go for a dip in the hot tub.
Yeah.
But the hot tub has a glass bottom. So you can shoot out the bottom of the hot tub, the glass shatters, and they fall down the mountain to their death.
Mm.
Right? It's an accident kill. And it looks really cool. But again, if you're not paying meticulous detail to these patterns,
yep.
You just like, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to shoot this guy in the face. What they do in this one is that they reveal opportunities. So you could be in a level somewhere and you could hear two AI characters over like talking, being like, oh, so-and-so, we have to... For one of the training levels, the very first level, second level, there was a simulation where you have to kill this scientist and he's going to escape the country via jet plane.
Mm.
And you hear these two mechanics going over like how they went over the ejector seat tests and how They're not done the test yet, or they're not done the repairs, but all this stuff. And it opens an opportunity. And it's like, here is the end goal here is to kill the dude by ejecting him from the jet seat, right? And killing him.
I see.
But instead of you watching a pattern and watching this, it'll guide you after you found that opportunity step by step on how to get that kill. So you overhear it, you've earned the fact that you've overheard it because you're in the right place, right time, whatever. And then it'll tell you exactly what to do. It'll be like, your next, because you heard this, if you choose to follow it, your next step is get a maintenance uniform. So you get, and then after that, it'll be like, get a wrench. After that, it'll be like, mess up the jet. After that, it'll be get the dude, tell him to get into the jet, and then tell him to pull the ejector seat. Right, and it, that it leads you towards that accident kill.
I see.
Rather than you having to like trial and error every single time over and over again, which I think is really smart, because there's a lot of cool stuff in Hitman that people just miss all the time.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right, and again, like it kind of makes me think back to old Hitman games, and it's like I was able to find those because I took that amount of time to, like go through it all. Right, but like now I understand why. Like now I completely understand why other people don't like the Hitman games as much as I do, is because it takes a lot of work. Like it takes a ton of work to get those, or maybe too much than they're worth. And this, I think this opportunity thing is really smart. And there's just a ton of different ways you can, there's like multiple opportunities per level. And if a target, if the level has multiple targets, there's multiple opportunities per target. There's lots of cool stuff. I really enjoyed playing it. I only played it for like an hour or so, got through the tutorial levels, but it was really good.
How much is it?
You can either buy it piecemeal, level by level, or I think the full thing is a full price game. I think it's $79.
Okay.
So you could like buy, like, here's, you buy part one and see how you like it, and then if you don't like it, just don't buy the rest of it.
Yeah.
Right? Because I don't think the disc copy comes out till later this year.
I see.
It's digital only so far.
Hmm.
But it's really fun.
Hmm.
And I've been playing more Clickers.
What?
I've been playing Clickers.
Oh, what?
Tap Titans 2 came out, apparently.
There's a sequel?
Yeah, so I'm playing Tap Titans 2.
You don't need to tell me about this game.
So in Tap Titans, you are a dude, you tap, and you kill Titans. They added some stuff to this one. They added, like, mana.
What?
So for your special abilities, they are no longer just on a cooldown timer.
Okay.
They are also magic abilities that you have to cast. And then it allows you more freedom and strategy of how you do stuff. So, like, there's one called Heavenly Strike.
Yeah.
And in the old game, it was like, you use this attack. It does, like, 500 times your tap damage or whatever, but only for one attack. And then it's on, like, a 10-minute timer.
Yeah,
but this one, it's on like a 5-second timer, but it costs a certain amount of mana. So you, for if you're on a boss that's hard, you can just click it, click, 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 right, and then kind of get through the boss as long as you have the right amount of magic. The other thing they added was pets. So now you can get pets that give you different passive abilities. And then the biggest one is a clan. So you can join a Tap Titans clan now, and your clan can go against other monsters that raise your clan level. You can help out clan members by doing other stuff. There's a whole message board and friends list and stuff. It's a lot deeper than Tap Titans 1. And it's already taken 2 full phone battery charges worth of battery.
What did you do? Just sit there all day?
I would do something and I'd leave the phone on. And because it's a game, it doesn't turn off the screen.
Yeah.
So, like, I'd just be like, oh, like, I'm watching TV, and I'd just be, like, just tapping on my phone while I'm watching TV.
Oh, God.
It's addicting.
Okay.
And it's really fun. And it's free.
No.
And look, oh, look, I got here. I got some eggs.
Yeah.
And I hatched some pets. I got Toto level 2.
What does this even mean?
And I got Hammy level 2.
I don't even know what this means.
I got pets, so I can get these pets, and they have different passives. Like, this pet, it says, all hero damage is times 1.3. Or if I put it on Hammy, all tap damage is times 5. Or if I put it on Kit, all splash damage is times plus 0.02%. And then it gives me bonus stats based on my pets, and I can build out my roster, my hero roster, depending on their damage type. So there's melee, there's range, and there's magic.
There once was a time when I played mobile games and you didn't.
Yeah.
How the tables have turned.
Yeah, but mobile games are good now.
You're just tapping the screen. What are you talking about?
But look, I'm doing like 178 billion damage.
Oh my god.
With a B.
Oh my god.
A billion. And look, I got a present. I got a daily reward because I logged in for the second day in a row. I got 10 diamonds.
You are so easily marketed to.
But I haven't spent any money.
You are part of that crowd.
I haven't spent any money.
No, but I'm just saying, this game is... These are the type of games that you could tell who can be easily sold on something.
What are you talking about? It's good. It's fun.
You just need someone with a short attention span.
Hey.
And instant gratification.
Are you saying I have a short attention span?
Yes, I am.
That's messed up. That's messed up. Listen.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Oh, God. Is this the last game you played?
Yeah, this is what I've been playing mostly. Other than coming over to record thing. Oh. I've been playing a bunch of Tap Titans.
Yeah.
I can give you a League of Legends update.
No, that's okay.
Silver 2. It's good stuff.
Guess what?
What?
I haven't played Overwatch in a week.
Yeah, fucking right.
I have not.
I don't believe you.
I have not. I've turned it on. I've gone to the menu screen. And then I left it there.
Oh, so you did play it.
I didn't play it.
No, that still counts. You turned it on.
I listened to the music.
Just,
I didn't mean to. I meant to play it. Trust me. I didn't mean to be like, oh, I'm fucking artsy asshole who can't download the CD.
No, man. You gotta respect whatever. Anime, though, you can pirate the shit out of it.
Oh, totally. That's fair.
That's
game.
Different. That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, look. Now I'm in a mini boss battle, and I can use attacks. And he goes, kablamo! And he does a trillion damage, and then this boss is actually really strong, so it really didn't do anything. So I'm just going to start clicking stuff. And then my clan pirate ship is over there, shooting cannonballs down on it. And doing stuff.
Wow.
It's good times.
This is a thing. This is your life.
This is your life on drugs.
Remember, know your limit. Play within it.
True.
Let's talk about Kamen Rider.
Okay, but Tap Titans
is...
Tap.
So this week's Kamen Rider happened.
It was nuts. Episode 13.
Episode 13. M is hung up over the death of his friend, Bike Boy.
Listen, I'm hung up over Bike Boy. It's... Yeah. Sorry, the coroner.
Yeah. Yes. So M's best friend, or not. Best frenemy.
Best frenemy, yeah,
pretty much. Is like, listen, you're not fit to operate.
Yeah, you gotta get over it.
I'm taking away your powers.
Yeah, he took away all of his...
Games.
Oh, what are those things?
Gashats.
Yeah, Gashats.
But stupidly, he didn't take away the console.
Yeah. He just took away the games.
He took away the games. And we go through, and the evil guy, the pair of evil dudes,
mm-hmm.
The CEO is like, I'm developing this special double-ended driver game for you. But we have to get data on it.
Yeah, and it's full of bugster viruses. If any normal human uses it, they will just die.
So what is this? Our fancy pants man do? He goes, okay, cool. I'm going to go to M and be like, hey, here, use it.
And it's going to kill him.
And it'll be the best power in the world. Not knowing, of course, M doesn't know that it would kill him. So M, this is like, all right, it's the best power in the world.
Thanks, man.
So he goes to fight Zombie Aid?
Yeah. Zombade.
Zombade. Who, by the way, has the best henshin.
He does.
Because when he puts it in, what does it say?
It says something genocide, death the curse. It's just full of random Japanese English, and it's fantastic.
Yeah. And it's great. And so... M has to fight him, but he uses this new game.
Yeah, the
unlabeled double duct taped black game.
Yeah, he got an unlicensed ROM.
Yeah,
and he shoved it into his game
console. He got an R4 is what he got.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it seems like it eats away at his soul. Is gonna kill him, but M says he remembers that as long as he smiles, he will always be him.
He became my favorite TV trope.
Okay.
The Determinator.
Ah, yes. He was so determined to be the hero.
Yeah.
He overcame the virus.
He overcame the absolute fact that he would die.
Yeah. And then he burned a video game onto that cart.
It turns out it was a double disc.
Yeah.
It was like a 32X style add-on.
It totally was. And he's like, watch me, Henshin. I don't need my old games.
Mighty Action Brothers Double X is the new game.
He puts it in. He Henshins. You see a gold arm or a copper arm. Then you see
a blue arm.
And you're like, okay, so he's two colors. And you're like, no, he's two riders.
Well, before that, he's level one.
Oh, that's
two
true.
Two colors.
That's true.
And the level one is powerful enough to kick level 10 zombies.
Oh, yeah. But, that's right.
And he does like the weird, like, he does all the weird, like, what's it called? You wouldn't get this reference, but it's King from King of Fighters. She has this kick where she, like, steps on your face a bunch and backflips off.
Okay.
And, like, he does that. And at level one, he's giving him a run for his money.
Yeah.
And he has Trunks hair. He's like two Super Saiyans in one. He's got Super Saiyan God hair on one hand, and he's got like Super Saiyan 2 hair on the other.
Yeah.
And then he goes to level two.
Yeah.
And you see a face that's two colors, and oh wait, it pulls out. He's two people.
Yeah, because the face that you see are their shoulder pads side by side. What a concept.
Two people.
Yeah.
And then they look at each other and the episode ends.
Yeah, they're like, wait. What?
And even the enemies are confused. Like, it had a pure Kamen Rider moment. It was really funny.
It was cool. I mean, I would have never guessed that one rider becomes two.
Yeah, but well, we've had two riders become one.
Totally.
In Dabu.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
we've even had, I think it was in Super Sentai, because there was like a brother and sister that were gold and silver.
Oh, yeah.
But when they had to use their power again, it was just one ranger who was half and half.
Yeah.
So this was weird. They split him up into
one personality into two people.
Yeah. So that was really weird, but super cool. I'm excited to see where it goes.
It's, again, I don't know how this show keeps doing it, but every episode.
And this is only episode 13.
I know. I'm like, every episode, I'm like, man.
From what we see in the costume, what do you think of the costume, though?
I think the costume is really cool. I like the whole, like reverse element to each person.
Yeah.
Like, even though they're the same character, it feels like they're going to be different people altogether. Like, they're going to be a different personality.
You mean like North and South?
North and South, yeah. Like, just because even though they're the same outline, they did the Shin Megami Tensei thing of like, here's the different color palettes, right?
Yeah.
But it makes them feel different.
Yeah, I think the costumes look cool, except for that shoulder pad.
I think the shoulder pad was what makes that.
Oh, man.
I love that shoulder pad so much. You know there's going to be a critical finish that they're going to line up shoulder pads, and either A, something's going to come out of the shoulder pad.
Or they're going to football
tackle. Or they're going to football arm tackle this mother effer, and then go all the way touchdown.
That's true.
I had to keep up with that football metaphor.
Yeah, I know. Is it better than Zombie Aid?
No,
it's not.
But okay, it's good. Still cool.
Okay.
I would say it's a close second.
Compared to everything else on the show? Totally.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I still like original X-Aid.
Yeah, you like original Bike Boy? Sure, he's just a bike.
Oh, that's so sad.
He's just a bike.
Yeah, he is just a bike. What a wimp.
Also, like, they're not going to... Oh, man. They're never going to use him again. He's dead. Unless they hack him back into life.
They hack the game.
I hack too much time.
They could.
What was that? Oh, what was that movie that had that? Remember it was like, you need a license for, you need a permit for those guns. I got your permit right here. And he skateboard flips a cop car and they shoot in the air.
Oh, I can't remember.
Damn.
No. What if in XA, to bring back Bike Boy, they're like, they just take out another quarter and they put it in the machine and like, extra credit.
Oh my gosh. That would be ridiculous.
Wouldn't it?
And awesome.
Yeah.
But it'd have to be like a Kamen Rider token.
Yeah, it would have to be.
It'd have to be like a special thing they find in one of the chests.
It would be. And it would have to be, like, the stakes would have to be there for him to do it. They couldn't just do it.
They would have been like, oh, the only way we can do this is if we have to, we have four people to use the Monster Hunter cart.
Yeah. Or if they kill Gem.
Yeah, that too.
And he provides them with the coin.
We also learned the other bad guy's name.
Oh, yeah, Po...
It's not Padre. It's Pader...
Potera?
Potera?
No.
I think it's like P-E-D.
Pad? Pedal?
Pedro?
Pedro.
It's Pedro.
Yo, it's Pedro.
It's Pedro.
All right. Yeah, so Pedro.
He's just chilling, and like, I still don't know what's up with him. He's still like this super wild card. He's like almost like Dark Knight Joker so level like, of like, I don't give a shit.
When he gave M the thing, the mysterious double-banded no-name card, I was like, I didn't know if he gave it to him because he's like, oh, it's going to kill him, or because he knew M would have been able to do it.
Yeah, again, I think that's the great thing about his character, is that his every single action he makes has plausible deniability.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So no matter what he's doing, he can be like, yeah, I meant to do that. Yeah. Or like, how was I supposed to know, right? Every single one of his actions has plausible deniability, and it keeps him strictly neutral. And I don't actually know what side he's on, or if he's just on his own third side.
Yeah. Which is cool and all, but then it makes you just question, well, why is the CEO of whatever his friend?
Huh? Probably because he's doing something to help him make all these games. Like, he seems like the super hacker man.
So. I guess so, yeah.
Oh, and the owner of GameCorp stepped down, apparently, because he's making Kamen Rider Chronicle.
Yes.
Right? The ultimate game. People can't live without it. So. Yeah. We'll see what that is eventually.
It's a mobile game.
Yeah, it's a tap. It's a clicker. Yeah, they had a lot of hints to later season stuff, and it seemed cool.
Sure did. Oh, right. There was a civilian who had the Bugster virus.
And then also had cancer.
Yeah, so fuck him.
He's super dead.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Oh, and Sniper and his new little girlfriend are just...
Yeah.
Doing who knows what.
Doing something.
Yeah.
Like, and I can't, like, the way he talks to her, it's like, I can't tell if you're, like, a childhood, like, it's definitely not, like, a romantic
interest. No.
But I can't tell if it's, like, you're a childhood friend or, like, a family member.
Yeah, or, like, a little sister.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know.
We'll see.
There's a lot to speculate on and a lot to look forward to.
She dresses weird. That's for sure.
She's flashy.
She's flashy.
I think they're trying to make the point that she's a spunky teenager.
I want that shirt she had. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool shirt.
It was a pretty cool shirt.
Anyways, that's it for Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
Look forward to next week when we check out...
More Kamen Rider.
Mighty Brothers Double X.
Yeah.
There you go.
I wonder if he can wall jump in this one.
No.
Maybe it's a Charge Buster.
No, he just gets a dash. That's it. He just gets a dash.
Wait, a dash or a slide?
No, you know what? You know his spiky hair?
Yeah.
He gets to break bricks.
Oh, he gets to break bricks? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, that's what he gets.
All right.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Peace out.
See you next week.